Jess.
Hi.
She gives to support Matteo, a ministry trainee at her church. Both use a stewardship account, so 25% gift aid is instantly added. Jess's giving goes further, and Matteo receives extra support. Then there's Frank.
Hello.
Stewardship helped him set up a fund to donate from his various assets. He supports Fatima, who started a charity with support from stewardship.
Stewardship. Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully. Search Stewardship and see how we can help you. Stewardship is a charity registered with the Charity Commission for England and Wales and the Fundraising Regulator.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. You must warn each other every day, while it's still today, so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God. I still vividly remember the warnings that my mother used to give me when I was a child. They had to do with what I ate, how I crossed the road, the people I spoke to, the way I cycled my bike, and so on. I suspect that we all have similar memories. And the reason we were given all those warnings was because we were loved. If our parents or carers hadn't been bothered about our safety and well-being, they'd have kept quiet. The warnings weren't always welcome, but they were good for us, and I'm sure we can all look back with gratitude for them. In today's verse, the writer is encouraging his readers to keep on warning one another. He's conscious of how easily they could slip away from the Christian faith, and he doesn't want them to go the same way as the Israelites in their wilderness wanderings. Time and again, they had refused to listen to God's word, and they'd paid a terrible price for their disobedience. The writer of Hebrews is continually eager to encourage everyone to look after one another, and he sees warning one another as a vital part of their loving relationship. Life today is full of challenges for every Christian. Every day, we're tempted to worship the gods of money, sex, or power. And we're offered an amazing range of false philosophies and religions. Love demands that we warn one another. We'll always want to respect people's right to make their own decision, but when we know that there are dangers ahead, it would be irresponsible for us not to give a word of warning. This might not be an easy thing to do, but love compels us to act. So let me ask you a question. In what specific ways should we be warning other Christians at the moment? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, thank you for all those people throughout our lives who have loved us enough to warn us of dangers ahead. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.
Give generously, gather faithfully, grow purposefully with Stewardship. Proudly partnering Be Still and Know with Jonathan Edwards.